I'm Tanya. I've been part of Occupy since the 15th of October when it started here in London. And I'm not an economist. I'm just an ordinary person who was looking at the crisis that was going on around us and starting to join the dots. And I think that what a lot of the discussions that Occupy have brought up is the fact that the dots are not necessarily being joined. Capitalism, there was a big banner outside the Occupy in London and it said capitalism is crisis. And essentially, I think that when I first started Occupy, I didn't look at it as capitalism is crisis. I looked at it as capitalism is in crisis. And the more I've learned on this journey of being with Occupy, and the more research I've done, the more I've talked to people, and the more I've discovered and read about what is going on with our economy, with the global economy, with the financial crisis, with the political instability in Europe, there isn't a day that you can't open the paper and find something that really directly does link to capitalism being completely and utterly in crisis. One of the things that capitalism can't do is it can't add value to our lives. You can't buy your children's joy. You can't buy anything that gives you quality in life. And the idea that capitalism can continue and continue and continue is just, to me, simply, it is utterly the most unsustainable system that could ever have been created. Because it relies on continual growth. It is literally like blowing up a balloon, and you keep blowing and blowing and blowing. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and people are profiting out of it, but then a very small percentage are actually profiting massively. So it's in their interest to try and keep it going. But capitalism itself gets to a point where that balloon is going to burst. And we're getting very close to that point at this point in time. And that is very clearly seen. I mean, simple things like, you know, even if Italy gets bailed out, it can't really cover its interest payments. I mean, basically, it's like a domino effect. And although it may take time for that domino effect to really hit the end of the dominoes, there is a point in time where you're going to have to seek an alternative system, because the system is utterly unsustainable the way it stands. I've grown up in Africa, and I've seen a continent that has potentially the richest resources on the planet as a continent. People are extremely hardworking there, and yet their resources have been raped, pillaged, and plundered by capitalists. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, the putting things back into the system never happens really with capitalism in some ways. I didn't start out being anti-capitalist, but I think I've become anti-capitalist through this, simply because I can see that things can't continue the way that they are. Banks, potentially, I got something here that a Dare Turner said. I mean, he's talking about the size and profitability of the financial sector, saying you should separate out the retail activity from the wholesale. What exactly, as a product, is a product in your hand that you can see the banks give you? Because there's nothing that I can see that actually is a quality of, like, food is something that you can see where it's passed as retail and wholesale and things like that. But in terms of banks, it just seems to be based on this inflated balloon that just keeps going and going and going. And I think that essentially, there cannot be an ethic in capitalism. It can't be ethical at all, because it's based on a lie to start with. The lie of that it can continue to grow and grow and grow and never cease to grow. Because it gets to a point where you have to produce far more resources to get the same result. And it just doesn't make sense in the long run for it to be able to do that. Sorry. That's all.